the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
All right, let's just start with the Sunday shows, because there's two ridiculous things on the Sunday shows.
Uh-huh.
Stephanopoulos sat down with the lawyer for the National Enquirer chief.
Yep.
Pecker.
Hilarious.
You can't make it up.
And his name is Elkin Abramowitz. Mm-hmm. And big time lawyer in the United States of America. He's no Mike Monaco, but he's rather famous.
Sure.
And he says that absolutely there's no truth to the allegations and implications that the National Enquirer or Pecker himself attempted to extort or blackmail Jeff Bezos, and that it was done on the behest or on the behalf of Donald Trump. Absolutely not true.
Jeff Bezos says extortion, blackmail.
It absolutely is not extortion and not blackmail. What happened was the story was given to the National Enquirer by a reliable source that had given information to the National Enquirer for 7 years prior to this story. It was a source that was well known to both Mr. Bezos and Ms. Sanchez.
And Lauren Sanchez's brother has since given an interview not denying that it was him.
Yes. Well, that was specifically asked here during the interview, and he wouldn't say.
He wouldn't say. No, he was being very cryptic about it, but the brother actually has said.
It's clearly the brother.
And, you know, how many people do they both know very well?
Right. You know what's going on here.
You kind of do.
How is that not extortion?
That is not extortion because all that AMI wanted was the truth. Bezos and Ms. Sanchez knew who the source was. Any investigator that was going to investigate this knew who the source was. It was not the White House. It was not Saudi Arabia. And the libel that was going out there slamming AMI was that this was all a political hatchet job sponsored by either a foreign nation or somebody politically in this country. That is something that, and the story was already published. How it's a news decision to decide how long you can go with the same story.
Not since Michael Cohen's first lawyers have I heard more nervous lawyers than this guy last night.
Although, do you really think it's the White House? This seems fairly transparent. He is a Trump supporter, her brother, the woman that Jeff Bezos was seeing. And he said he wanted to set the record straight, that what they're actually saying is not true, that he seemed in...
Wait, let me stop you. I need to stop you. This is about whether or not we're going to see D-pics of Jeff Bezos.
Right, but...
Is it Bezos or Bezos? You're Greek.
I think it's Bezos.
Bezos. Okay, thank you.
Greek.
So, let's just go with that. It's an OS. I figured you got it. There's a Z in there. You must know how to pronounce it. So...
Right. Okay, go ahead.
So Jeff Bezos is... This is the issue. We're going to see his winky. That's what the National Enquirer was threatening. Now, that has nothing to do with news. That has to do with personally embarrassing a guy. The news was that he was having an affair with this former TV news anchor.
Right.
And that he was leaving his wife, and that was going to be the biggest divorce settlement in the history of America. Okay, fine.
That's what the National Enquirer peddles, right? That's what they do.
But what are they going to do? I'm checking out, and I got my, silk. Mm-hmm. Milk and
your silk milk. You do the soy,
right?
I didn't think you were a soy guy.
And I got some eggs, and I got some ham, and I got some cheese, and all of a sudden I'm going to be looking at Jeff Bezos's thing.
Yeah,
on the National Enquirer.
They usually pixelate it. Let's be honest. You can't just have.
Well, then what's the point? But the point is that they're going to. But the idea with the National Enquirer was saying to him, listen, unless you release this statement that says that this wasn't political and that the National Enquirer is a great newspaper.
And it's not politically motivated.
Right. That unless you do that, we're going to release these pictures of your winky.
I don't deny that it's extortion. And they certainly are known for their absolutely deplorable tactics in the past. So the way they handle these kinds of things and kill stories for their friends and, you know, all that kind of history. It just seems as if here it really came down to her brother saying, I got a scoop here and I'm going to let him know. It wasn't some high thing that was all the way up to the White House.
Right. Well,
they've said initially that the White House was, like, you know, somehow allowing for the people to tap phones and pull these pictures, which doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, then the question is whether or not, well, how do they get the pictures off their phones?
I think
that's a question.
The brother had access to the sister's phone, is what it seems
like.
Who
has access to their sister's phone?
Right. They're adults. They don't live together. How does he have access to the sister's phone?
He didn't deny that it was him
leaking the story. How did they get the pictures off the phone? Don't, kids, please. And if you're going to
explain,
if you're going to take the pics,
leave your face out of it.
Right. A,
well,
very important. Maybe they did. But I, my guess is that Bezos' winky looks a lot like the back of his head. So that's how I
oh, gee.
Can't imagine that. But the idea here is that the phone did get hacked. They somehow got the pictures off. The brother is not the guy who got the pictures off.
I don't know.
So that's where the Saudis come into play. The question is, did the Saudis help by using their intelligence services to hack his phone?
You think so? You think it was that high?
That's the... Well, how did they get it? Mm. How does the... come on.
If he knew that those pictures were there and for some whatever reason he wanted to get them...
They're not 14-year-olds in the same house and the brother's breaking in... Hey! Jeff stole my phone!
Yeah, I think...
It's not like that. They live totally separate lives.
I'm not sold on the larger connection thing. I am sold that that the acquirer is a friend of the president and would want to do this as, you know, for that reason. But I don't...
Well, the Pecker did take an immunity deal. There's a lot of swearing in this story, isn't
there?
It?
Is.
Classic Pecker.
Yeah. It is ironic that Pecker would like to show the pictures of Bezos's,
right.
You know.
Sure. That's... There's too much.
That's the back of his head, or what is that?
From a distance. That might be the back of his head. Oh, my God. Where is... Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Let's get to your 3-year, 2-year, 1. But first, Kim Gordon, follow that.
That's going to be tough. More snow and ice means here comes the airline cancellations.
Absolutely. Tuesday, after a viewer called for help, Joe Donlin started digging and discovered why some abandoned homes sit empty for years. WGN-TV investigates Tuesday at 9.
There we go.
It's your guy.
Yo. Kev, your best friend.
Yeah, love that guy.
He's too busy to call lately.
I saw him at Sox Fest.
Still loves you.
Yep. Does one-handed push-ups. Kev and I are like, yep, we can do that too, so we can blow our knee out.
You guys seem to freak
Number
him out.
Number 3.
Talking in that voice you do. Last time?
Last night on the pre-telecast portion of the Grammy Awards, Buddy Guy won the Grammy for Best Traditional Blues Album. And backstage, he said that radio doesn't play traditional blues anymore, save maybe an hour on a Sunday on radio stations around America something like that. So you have to go see it in the clubs.
They don't play the Muddy Waters no more. They don't play the Lightning Hopkins anymore, you know. They just play the same records over and over, and... I got children that didn't know who I was until they turned 21 and walked into the blues club and said, Dad, I didn't know you could do that.
That's pretty great.
How about that?
Checking in at
Number 2.
Dr. Oz says that he should be in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game.
I was on the basketball team in high school, and though I played football in college, my roommates all played basketball for Harvard. So I was at safety, defensive back. So to stay in shape in the off season, I'd go play with them. I learned some ball skills, having played up until I was 18, you know, frequently, and then even in college. If I get me to the foul line, I'm just praying I get to the foul line. I won't miss there.
Yeah, where were we in college? Oh, at Harvard?
There were so many humble brags in that sentence. I'm not sure that answer. I'm not sure where to start. I played a little ball. Yeah. Isn't that what you guys said?
Right, that's exactly what he just did. Yeah, I played a little ball at Harvard. I'd have been a full NBA. I'd have blown my knee out. And my ankle. And my... And if I had the talent.
Yeah.
Did I mention I went to Harvard?
Play a little football, too.
Number 1.
Can you persuade people who never liked you in the first place?
Well, you know, I wouldn't worry about any of that. All I need is a mic and an audience, and I'm good to go. Because they all love Darius Trump.
Hey, we're back at Saturday Night Live, Them Trumps. It's a really brilliant thing, because it's an imagining of what would the world be like if the Trump family were actually black. And doing all the same things that they're doing right now.
Unbelievable.
Like the Empire family, essentially. It's like Empire meets the White House.
Dad, you really think this State of the Union speech is gonna set all those haters straight?
Of course it is, son. Now, come on, let's get on up to the Capitol so I can do what I do and sauce on these hoes.
But, Dad, what about the new allegations?
And they still asking about Russia, Dad?
Shh. Don't nobody need to know about Russia. What happened between me and Russia? That don't concern them.
Well, you better watch yourself, Darius. They're saying that Mueller is closing in and your house of cards is crashing down.
Why are you trying to play me, I know how to deal with Mueller. I keeps my white boys on a leash. This is America. And even though I'm black...
Okay, we're getting pulled over.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was coming.
It's kind of brilliant. Yes. All right, close this thing up.
The top five at five.